This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend. Jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff, you start boozing, lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit, I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24-ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah, I had
it's life-changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV, and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch, that's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome, kids, to the last day that we're officially allowed to listen to Diddy.
Yeah.
It's on everybody's playlist.
Just because of the kids. It's just the kids.
People have worked out to this forever, dude.
Okay.
Let's enjoy one last day of Diddy's music, and then we're probably done, because this is getting bad. It's right. getting real dark out there, kids. Go ahead and raise this, Bob. I need it today. I need it. There it is. God damn, I still work out to this. Is this still going to be off my mix now?
No, you can do whatever you want.
But I feel bad now. Now, when I hear the voice, I think about him having sex with Meek Mill.
Right.
And this is getting dark now.
Sure.
Damn. And he found Biggie.
Right.
You know?
Probably killed Biggie.
Probably killed Biggie. Killed Tupac.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
But I also respect that too.
Sure.
Keep your
gangster
friends
shit, you know.
Close, you know. It's the whole thing of.
It's almost like he's a jealous motherfucker. You know?
Your enemy's closer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Biggie started to get too big, and it was like, well, what about Puff Daddy? I need to murder this motherfucker.
Like a
and
narcissistic,
then who's the other guy?
Narcissistic sociopath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I respect it, but God damn it, dude.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Now, do we play the Meek Mill sex audio?
Oh, boy. Okay, kids. Welcome to the revolution. Let's get right into it today. Now that the feds have raided Diddy's house, it's bulls on parade. Everybody's coming forward with everything they've ever had against Diddy that apparently they've been keeping bottled up inside for the last 20 years here. Start with last night. There was an interview. I think it was on Joy Reid. She's the one that hates gay people. She had that blog for years about hating gays and how it was wrong and all that other stuff. She had an assistant on, I believe, last night who said, look, when I was 22 years old, I was an intern at Diddy, and he said if I didn't sleep with him at his house, then I would be fired. I did not do it, and he fired me the next day. And then the Meek Mill audio. Go ahead and play this.
I mean, he's a man of his word.
Oh, boy. Get off Spotify, Bob. You're a DJ today, Bob.
He didn't know he was
a
DJ.
Damn it, Bob. Get it together today.
Bob, haven't you always wanted to be a DJ?
It's a big day today.
Always.
This is the last day we can listen to Diddy,
This is
Bob.
Your time, Bob. You can
Son of
finally
a bitch.
Live out your dream.
This is it, brother.
This is the track.
Okay.
This is the Meek Mill and Diddy collab.
Jesse, you might want to pull out one earphone on this one.
I would say maybe, yeah.
Just...
So ever since the news broke.
Yeah.
We don't need the commentary, thank
you. No, but who's fucking who?
It's a great question, man.
Who'd it
it's
sound
a great question.
Like?
What? So here's an honest. It sounded like Diddy was fucking Meek Mill.
Okay,
that was my interpretation.
That was my interpretation as well. The thing is, he has kids. He's had sex with women too. Like, how do you have a line like that where you're fucking both dudes and girls equally?
Because that's not, like, we've done a whole episode on this on softcore history, right?
Okay, break this down for me because I just don't understand.
The whole paradigm of sexuality that you're used to, the sort of West, gay, straight, whatever, like, I like women, I like men, that has not always been the case.
It's relatively new.
Yeah, in humanity. What it used to be for the longest time, in certainly ancient Rome, I think quite a bit in ancient Egypt, I kind of feel like it's still this way in the Middle East.
For sure.
Is top bottom.
So like if you're a top, you can be a top with whoever.
Right.
But if you're a bottom, then you're a bottom for
being a bottom. Being a bottom's gay. Being
okay.
a top, there's
but
no
if you're
such
a
thing
top,
as gay.
Great.
You're just kind of
you're a top,
doing your
you're
thing.
A man. You're a man's
you're
man. Like
doing
ancient
your thing.
Romans used to fuck dudes all the time, but if they were fucking, they were straight.
Okay, so break this down for me then. Let's say it is Meek Mill and he was the bottom in this situation. How does he then go and have sex with women and have kids and all that other shit and live a normal life? Or was that part of him trying to advance his career?
I think probably, well, let's go, let's work backwards. B, yes, probably.
Okay.
Or at least being tricked into it, right, by a person with, I mean, did Bill Clinton really advance Monica Lewinsky's career? Not, yes, but not on that path that she
but
probably
she
wanted
thought,
to advance the
yeah,
career.
Yeah.
It could have, though. Like, It certainly could have, and I think Bill would have hooked her up for real.
Yeah, but and then go back to A. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Meek Mill's bisexual,
right?
Mm. Or maybe it's just the power dynamic by Diddy.
Yeah,
because you know Mill gets out of jail, he starts hanging out with Ruben, starts hanging out with all these billionaires.
Yeah,
and Diddy just puts him in check. You know,
boy. Just to have hardcore graphic gay sex like that, though, out of dominance is tough. I couldn't get an erection. That's the that's what I'm struggling with here. You know,
right?
When I understand the dominance, and yeah, but this is an ancient Greece. He's got $1 billion.
Yeah, you know, you got to throw it back sometimes.
That's society weighing your penis.
They or say, it's like a Scientology thing or any cult thing where they now have something on you. Why was there audio? Right.
Right.
Well, so this will go now, back to everything being taped and filmed, and right. Now you're getting into the you're starting to get into an identical Epstein sitch.
So to keep people silent or to keep people whatever is to threaten to release,
right?
Either footage or whatever.
And that's exactly what they were saying last night. Is the reason why nobody has said anything all of these years is that he's had these tapes, he's had video, he's had audio, and it has always been threatening. That if you come out against me or you cross me in any fucking form here, I'm going to release these tapes and your career is over.
Right.
You were essentially over then at this point. So
it's still kind of crazy. It's not massive, right? Like, it's still kind of flying under the radar. This should be like the biggest story in the world.
This is like a fun fact story right now.
Almost. Yeah, laugh at Diddy, but no, like this is fucking. There's something here.
Yeah,
like,
it's massive. Yeah, this is gigantic. A massive thing. Yeah,
this
yeah.
goes all the way to the top.
I know
this ripples through the entire entertainment industry and probably other places too.
And I'm glad you brought that up. So I was chatting with Jesse Waters, producer, this morning. Go ahead and play. If you go to Twitter, Bob, just type in Jesse Waters Diddy. He's got about a minute, 30-second clip from last night breaking down who's all involved in this and why. And this has gone viral this morning because everybody's referencing this of just how powerful these people are that you guys are referring to. And it's pretty goddamn wild.
This is the quote-unquote Illuminati they always allude to with, like, Jay-Z.
Right.
Like a nine-minute clip. Let me see if this is
it's about a minute and 30 seconds, the one that went viral here this morning. And it says it's kind of the best explanation of what is really going on here and who is tied to this.
I'm only seeing nine-minute videos. Let me see if I can find a shorter one. Here we go. We got a minute. That's Fannie Willis. The Diddy one's like 9 minutes every time.
Let me see if I can send this to you here.
Just an off day from Bob.
God damn it, Bob. I was not prepared today.
No.
Bob was not prepared to run the ones and twos today.
Well, it's like either you want him to be a DJ, you know?
Well, it's both. You're just pressing play. All you're doing is pressing play.
You know what it is? You know what it is, guys? I think maybe Rob's involved.
You seem nervous today, Bob. Did you have sex with Diddy?
Guys.
Or listen.
I have an altar boy. How many sex rings can I possibly be a part of?
Seriously.
Well,
seriously.
Maybe you missed it, you know?
How many sex rings?
Plain sight, really?
Yeah. Yeah. How many sex rings can he want to be a part of but not?
I just don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah. Like, you just, I don't know. They're not going for it, Bob.
Homie had like eight girlfriends, right? Huberman, whatever the fuck his name is. That influencer.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so five. I'm gonna send you a direct message. It was literally the first video that popped up. So just play this. And then I think you'll understand how many people are involved in this. And I don't know how much longer he'll be alive. And I'm being totally serious about this. I mean, what do you think?
Did he?
Yes.
I just need to know what they found.
Okay. Here we go.
Out parties. In attendance were celebrities, politicians, athletes, international dignitaries like British royalty, Prince Harry, and music label executives. Lil Ron claims some of the biggest names in the recording industry sponsored these parties with sex workers, drugs, and underage girls. The CEO of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, is named as a defendant. So is the former CEO of Motown Records, Ethiopia, Habert Mariam, and others. Lil Rod says hidden cameras were in every room of Diddy's homes. Lil Rod believes that Mr. Combs possesses compromising footage of every person that has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties. Salacious tapes of Hollywood's biggest names, including record CEOs and politicians, doing drugs and cavorting with prostitutes and minors. The complaint argues that these freak-off parties were a business model. Young and up-and-coming talent attended and were promised career opportunities and access to music executives. They were then plied with drugs and alcohol, filmed. Some were blackmailed. There was a quid pro quo, according to the complaint. Lil Rod said not only were these music executives sponsoring these parties, they were handing Diddy large sums of cash that he used to pay for the sex workers and drugs. Something tells me the IRS is going to be interested. The suit.
Okay. So with that, there was, I'm not going to say who that is, but another conversation I had yesterday with somebody in Hollywood, one of our agents, I can say that part at least. And he said he personally knew, because he's from Miami, he personally knew one of the clubs that they were renting out all of these prostitutes from. And Bob, if you can look this up, this is totally true. I didn't look it up, so I'm gonna ask you to do it live on air today. Look up the Booby Trap in Miami. It is a strip club.
Great name.
Yeah, just find out if this is a real place here.
Great name.
Didn't even have to
go that far.
I mean, Google auto-filled it.
Oh, wow.
Booby Trap, Miami.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the interior of this place here. There's a lot of photos.
I like the exterior as well.
Yeah. Exterior is nice.
Really,
I just
sets the vibe.
Unassuming.
Look at that.
You know, blends into the landscape.
It does.
But it does. Yeah. I'm being serious.
Yeah. No, I mean, for Miami, absolutely. Yes. I could be a total wine, you know, for Christ's sakes. All the exterior of these buildings is the same down there. Keep going.
Got a little cabana sitch.
Okay.
Little bad boys.
Yeah. A little outdoorsy sitch there. Oh, that's nice. Okay. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What's the problem here?
So his problem was this. He goes, look, this story's been going on for years that he's been buying prostitutes out of this place, strippers, and then, you know, paying for them for sex parties and all that other stuff in cash.
So what?
So the big issue with this is according to my agent, he said, this is one of the worst strip clubs down there. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you're only going there, like the high-end strippers and all that other shit, you can't rent them out as prostitutes for the night. Like, it's just not doable. You're asking for $10,000-$20,000 or whatever, and they're certainly not going to be down to have gangbangs and crazy shit go down like that. Mm-hmm. It's a one-on-one sitch at some of the higher-up clubs and everything else. He goes, this place is the only type of place that you could get away with this and start paying off trashy whores to come and do crazy shit all fucking night. Okay. And he goes, people have known about this for years. Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, I've been to Miami a gajillion times in my life. I don't know the Booby Trap. And that's upsetting.
Right.
In Atlanta, for example, Bob, you remember Andrew Jones and that huge scandal there at the Gold Club. Now, I'm from Atlanta. I know what the fucking Gold Club is, for Christ's sakes. Like, yes, that's a massive one where you're like, all right, some shit's going down there. So if you're trying to keep, my point is this, if you're trying to keep this out of the public eye, nobody's going to bat an eye at the fucking Booby Trap down there and you're going to do some fucking crazy shit. It's when you start getting up into the higher up shit that I think he was able to get away with this for so long.
You know, the Booby Trap might look like a shithole, but I mean, their Instagram is literally loaded with fucking
celebrities.
Right.
But here's Lil Wayne at the club.
Yep.
They had this one, Lil Baby, and then Drake. I think Drake pops up.
So right
there. Meryl Streep was there?
What? But with this, are all of these guys in it? What, you know, what's the...
In what?
In the Diddy world. Because there's all these interviews popping up. Lil Wayne's a great one, Bob. There was an interview floating around with him this morning.
Yes. The only thing I need to even go down this road is the proof of the kids, the minors.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I don't give one shit about anything else he did. these fucking things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Paying for prostitutes.
Yeah.
Having sex with dudes. Taking, not paying his fucking taxes, dealing in cash, having guns. I literally don't care.
That just sounds like rap and shit.
Right.
Like,
but once you get the kids involved, that's...
Once it's the kids, then it's like, until I get that, and it's almost like that had, like, that proof from whatever raid they have.
Uh-huh.
That proof needs to come out because this is, like, what happens. Is it's like so crazy, so many allegations, so many things. And you're like, who cares, who cares, who cares? And then they never really tell you
right
what actually happened.
Right.
Right? From a lawsuit, private lawsuit brought from an ex-producer.
Well, there's multiple now at this. I mean, there's like six or seven.
Multiple lawsuits, right? So it's multiple people saying things.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI goes in to get proof of the things that he's saying.
Yeah. Well, one, if they are getting proof, though, in the things they're saying, you cannot transport prostitutes via plane or state lines. And then it's that one charge, by the way, carries 15 years at a minimum.
Okay, but then we're not up in arms.
Okay, great. So,
do you know what I mean? Like, we're not up in arms about that.
That's where you draw the line personally?
Kids.
Okay.
Other than that.
Yeah.
Prostitution, getting paid, getting flown
yeah.
to a party, having celebrities there with prostitutes, if they all choose to go and everyone's a transactional situation. No.
Great.
What's the story there?
It's not.
Okay.
Then can we enjoy the music?
If I enjoyed the music.
Oh, here's Diddy's boy, Busta, at the club.
Busta was with Jesse and I. Well, he was next to Jesse and I at the airport the other day.
Oh.
Trying to catch a flight out.
Yeah,
they did,
yeah, yeah,
man,
yeah.
Out of LAX. They shut the whole goddamn line down for him and eight security guards and let
him
roll through.
Yes, I think people were able to enjoy, for example, Michael Jackson's music until the documentary came out. You know what I'm saying?
Until the kids. Okay.
Until the kids. Until the proof of the kids, right?
Yeah.
And if the FBI is in there, if they did that raid military style and they don't find anything, what the fuck?
Okay, cool. Because that's where I live. I live in the world of, if it's prostitutes.
No, this idea
and drugs
that it came.
And private jets and all that other shit. That sounds like rap shit and it sounds fun.
Bob and I talked about this when you were. The one day that you were gone, where it was just like the thing of putting out like, oh, he fucks other dudes, like in this community is just as bad to us. That's who fucking cares.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
to put that shit out there, like, and to have that as like your collateral or whatever, and being like, can you believe it? Like in our world.
Yeah.
The world where like, it's not that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
You can have sex with whoever you fucking want, as long as it's not a kid or a crime or whatever. It's not that bad. Like, if you found out that Hugh Jackman, we don't give a fuck. Like, we don't care.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that you're like, you're done with him. Oh my gosh, career's over. In this world, it does. And so when that wasn't working, then, you know what I mean? That was the first stuff to come out.
Okay.
The gay shit. Like, that's what this producer guy was putting out there first.
Sure.
That didn't work. Then it's the lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what's going on. It's insanity. But I just need to know the crime. And not the crime against the IRS. Like, not the whatever.
Right.
I need to know the crime that we all agree is the fucking crime that can end you, right?
Kids. I think
rape and kids.
Yeah, rape and kids. Yes. Yes. Okay. So if there's no rape and kids, we're all good to listen to the music.
Even murder in his case is like, whoa.
Yeah, that's where I live too. Where it's like
going on,
a couple murders
know.
Is just some rap shit.
No one's getting mad at murders.
No.
We've made this joke before where it's like, hey, like if like a rapper, really anyone, but if a
yes.
rapper in particular comes into their agent or their PR person, like, hey man, there's going to be some allegations coming out tomorrow. I'm like, oh my God, what?
What is it?
What is it?
Murder.
Yeah.
They're going to say I murdered someone. Like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little baby literally killed a man at a Walmart. Perfectly fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drop some like homophobic slurs. Canceled immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that community, it goes, fucking another dude.
Yeah. The black community?
Kids. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Murder. I mean, probably something else in between that I don't know. And then murder's way down at
murder's
the bottom.
Way down at the bottom, yeah.
So they've tried all the things. Tried all the things.
Great. I meant, look, just I live in this. I live in the
place. The documentation.
I just wanted to get the boundaries out here. And then if it is rape or kids, I'm with you guys. So if it's rape or kids, we're out and we probably can't listen to the music before.
Even the Epstein anymore. Shit. It was like, if it wasn't kids, have
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go
yeah.
have sex parties on a fucking island, all consenting, yeah. all whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Do you still throw on R. Kelly?
No.
Of what?
Every time R. Kelly comes on, I can't do it. And by the way,
you're not going to do a little shimmy to Ignition?
No. And even Michael Jackson, here's what happens when Michael Jackson comes on. The first couple seconds, I'm like, oh, shit. And then it immediately clicks in. Ah, oh, God damn it. He was licking kids' assholes. And if you listen to the guy who did the Finding Neverland doc, or Forgetting Neverland, or whatever the fucking name of it was on HBO, he got a hold of this script because we're being flooded with this now. Oh, my God, we can't wait for this Michael Jackson biopic and all these amazing people are in it and everything else.
Who can't wait for it? Sorry.
They've spent a gajillion dollars on this movie.
I know,
movie.
But who can't wait for
the
it?
The world. Like,
oh,
Entertainment
I don't know
Tonight,
anyone.
It is every single night.
I don't know anyone in real life.
You're kidding.
That can't wait for the Michael Jackson biopic? Mm-mm.
A billion.
I don't know. Well,
you hate Michael Jackson, anyways, and you never liked him.
I'm just saying, I don't know one person in real life.
It's gonna make $1 billion.
Isn't it like oversaturated at this point? There's been so many goddamn documentaries.
No. Michael Jackson biopic will make $1 billion. I will call it now. You don't set a release date for a movie that hasn't been shot yet. I mean, that is fucking gnarly. So, like, it is a summer tentpole that is coming out next year. Okay. That's it. Like, that thing will make $1 billion. Around the world, he's probably still the most beloved. Shit, his catalog just sold, 2 weeks ago for $1.2 billion? It doubled, no, tripled the highest catalog sale in the history of music. If there wasn't a demand for it, you think they would pay $1.2 billion for that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, people love Michael Jackson. We've got friends who love Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Come on.
Who?
Our buddy Nick.
Now look.
Come on, man.
He says it with a caveat though, which we all do, which is like, yeah, man, like I grew up loving him. Do I love him now? No. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. When the music comes on, people still fucking rage. And they're still playing Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
everywhere.
People don't really have a problem with Michael Jackson's music at all. People just play. It's not like you're listening to a Bill Cosby album.
Right.
And you're like, oh, man, I love Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Other than the other stuff.
Yeah, like
Bill Cosby
was
dropping bangers.
We've separated that as far as like the music and the person. But a biopic that's basically just a commercial from the family of Michael Jackson.
What was Queen?
I didn't like that movie either.
But it made $1 billion. And Queen is now everywhere. They're still touring without fucking Freddie Mercury. You see the deal they signed 3 weeks ago?
No.
The Mercury Estates, they're doing Hologram. The Hologram's done. They're going to tour with a Hologram. I know they're doing, I think, ABBA over in England right now. Mm-hmm. So that will replace ABBA. And then that thing will go around the world. Like, yeah, dude. I mean, they all cashed in off that goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. Adam Lambert's the lead singer from American Idol. Yeah. They've been touring. They've been on a world tour for, I think, 3 years. So it's all the original members of Queen with Adam Lambert. Is that nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queen, with listening, going to a Queen concert without Freddie Mercury is like listening to a Queen song at a piano bar.
Yeah. It's insane to me.
There's no, it doesn't matter who else is there.
I'm with you. And I didn't like the movie, and it came out and it fucking exploded.
Yeah.
You know?
People are dumb. I mean, what can you say? I forget that people are dumb and stupid.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. So now that we have our bases covered here for the rest of the show and we know what our boundaries are, Bob, play All About the Benjamins.
This one bops.
Sure does.
Not all of them do.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, you've got to be able to hear other opinions.
Yeah. Most of them don't bop.
This one does. Let's go.
Oh my God, dude. We'll get into it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of this, yeah. Lot of this, right?
God. I mean,
good, good.
It's amazing.
Yes. For sure. All
right, we did this on next one up, Bob. Next one up is Coming Home.
Yeah.
When this comes on.
Yeah, for sure.
Emotional, no matter what it is.
You send it to me when you're on your way home
totally.
From work.
Because it's on every single NBA game commercial. Yeah. Let the rain wash
away yeah. all the pain. Use this as a joke. You don't use this sincerely.
It's in every goddamn video you've ever seen. Any NBA player that got traded back to his home team, NFL player, boom.
It's not because of Diddy, though.
There's one song with him and R. Kelly that bopped, too.
We'll get to it.
There's a couple with him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a full album.
Oh, okay.
Come on, baby. Like, even this, dude, I still love it. I still love this song. I'm not even going to pretend. I can't pretend that I don't love this song.
You don't have to.
I love it.
The documents haven't been released.
No, I know that, but this is our last day, guys.
I know, but you can... Don't feel
Jesse's
so bad.
Jesse's holding off hope that it's not going to be horrific.
I'm not
it's
holding
gonna
off
be horrific.
Hope. I'm not holding off hope.
Hmm.
But...
You and Rob. It's weird today.
It's nuts, man.
Weird vibes from the two of you. What's happening?
What are you talking about?
I mean, you guys have both been to LA before, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Look... You guys are going to, you guys are going down all these roads? Are you going down all these roads? There's too many roads.
It's too much smoke.
This would be a full-time job for both of you to go down all these roads to find out what the hell is going on.
Oh, and it's going down. 50 Cent already started this documentary, what, 6 months ago, 7 months ago? He knew.
That's really the only thing that can change my mind is a good documentary.
Sure.
Yeah. What's Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis up to?
They were there.
They were there.
Where were they?
They were involved.
I'm sure they were invited. Do you know what I mean? You were at a damn white party.
I know,
they were invited.
And here's what pisses me off. Like, not being famous enough to get to see prostitutes or the drugs. Like, God damn it, man. That's another level of jealousy, too, where you're like, fuck, dude. I just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Should we start looking into Kutcher and Kunis? You know, with the Masterson stuff, you have this.
No, that was a work sitch. Was a creepy dude that had always been creepy, and his friends just like co-signed for him till the bitter end.
What
and
better
then,
way to throw off the smoke that you don't fuck children than to run an organization to combat that?
Yeah,
and let's not forget, this is important because it's a good buzzword. Mila Kunis is Ukrainian.
Oh, she can't be. She can't be touched.
She can't be.
Yeah, sure. Her country's at war. Speaking of which, I'm sure she's played I'll Be Missing You to her relatives over in Ukraine. Go ahead and pop that one on.
Not Bob. Coming Home.
That's the one.
After Biggie died.
Right, and this is the one that comes up first on everything. If you put on.
Yep.
Yeah. When you're looking for the essentials.
Damn, dude. And now I think of Biggie in the car on Wilshire Boulevard getting shot up.
Yeah, he made this song after he killed him.
Yeah, he did.
Sick.
Interesting that it's his biggest song. Worked. It worked, Diddy. It worked. Until it didn't.
Oh, boy. And do you know who sings the hook in this?
Who?
Biggie's wife, Faith Evans.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Family, she's the one that's singing the hook in this fucking thing, dude. Yeah.
Just like when
Jesse.
Listen, can you be honest with yourself, please, for just one second?
When he's rapping. Yeah, it's not
okay,
good.
Okay, that's all. If we're going to take your word for it, we need to know when you can be honest about what it is.
You know you never wrote any of his raps? Somebody else wrote him.
Yeah, because he's not a good rapper.
Yes, correct.
And then they begrudgingly like let him do it. They're like, all right, go ahead.
Well, they learned after Eazy-E, and they were like, shit, can somebody else write this for me? It'd be great.
For sure.
All right, next up, Bob. Been around the world.
Right.
Been around the world. And I mean, this one, another one where you're just like, oh, God damn, dude. All mm-hmm. right. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're at a pool this party. One I
remember, for sure.
Mace, you know what I'm saying? Oh, anything, this is with Mace.
By the way, though, anything he did with Mace, I was fucking down.
A million songs he did with Mace.
I'm just saying, like, those had a certain...
And if you're keeping score at home, by the way, this is David Bowie in the background. Right. The last one was Sting, obviously.
What year? So he loves the ride off coattails.
Correct.
What year was
And that's
this?
What he made a career off of.
This 2014?
No, not even close.
What is it?
No.
25 years ago. It's probably 99.
Okay, 25 years.
Yeah. Notorious B.I.G.'s in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Amazing.
I think I saw like a remastered release of all of his stuff from 2014.
It was remastered. Yeah.
You ready for the next one, Bob?
That song stinks.
All right. Bad Boy for Life. Did we all?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean.
For sure.
Bad Boy for Life is up next here. Mm-hmm. And again, this is for everybody at home. If Diddy gets canceled,
let's do it.
We had one more day. Yeah. Oh, fuck you, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Who else is on this one?
Oh, the opening line of this is very interesting. On the definition of Pac-Man half drugs.
Mark Curry.
Mark Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Half man, half drugs, ask the clubs. Bad boy, that's what's up.
After bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things.
Check the hit list. This is used for a lot of memes, too.
Sure is. This was used for, obviously, Bad Boys the movie. Bob, I'm going to give you another one from another Bad Boy movie. You ready for the next one? Shake Your Tail Feather.
Featuring my this two week. Saint Lunatics, Nelly and Murphy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the song that Bob was like, uh-oh, can I not play Shake Your Tail Feather anymore?
I had to put this in the mix today for Bob, dude. Yeah. Man. Could be our last day of listening to Diddy.
Yeah.
Find out.
Release the documentary. This is Bob's fucking jam.
I know. Nelly Bob's going nuts over there.
Bob's going absolutely
Look him. He's
nuts
going over
there.
Crazy over
Nelly
there.
Does a lot of the heavy lifting here.
Oh, for
sure.
Sure.
For sure. That's right. Okay. You ready for the next one? Because this one, I didn't remember. And then when it popped up, I was like, oh, fuck me, dude. This is Hate Me Now with Nas. And this was a monster, too.
Featuring Diddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, featuring Diddy. Escobar season has returned.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
This is used for every video game, every sporting event, everything you could ever name.
It's life or death with me, man.
Yeah.
But you know, there's no turning back now.
Boom.
This is what makes me. This is what I am, feel me?
Do you hate me now? Yeah. QB.
But I won't stop now.
Real niggas.
Cause I can't stop now.
Dude. It's another, this is, it's all workout mix, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yep. The money I see, clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, clothes that I try, close your eyes. I mean, dude,
mm-hmm.
another fucking banger out of Diddy here. And then, I mean, Bob, you can just go to the first Biggie album, for Christ's sakes. I mean, it's just nuts at that point.
And that we're saying.
So, where's Diddy? As far as. So, yeah. So,
I just need to know where to draw the line.
You didn't watch the movie. I thought you did.
I did, but like...
He's on all of these tracks here, and this is where it gets tough. So like, he created Biggie. And then the backstory on this, even, and this will feed into what Delco was saying earlier about riding off coattails. The story was that there was a guy, Bob, I think from St. Louis, and he was named like B.I.G., not the notorious B.I.G., but it was like B.I.G. He was another fat rapper that kind of took this persona, gave it to him. This is a rumor. He's never said anything. I don't even know if that guy's still alive. But they took this persona, gave it to him, similar to Rick Ross. Rick Ross took it from a correction officer that took it from an actual drug dealer.
Rick Ross.
Down in Miami, named Rick Ross. The actual Rick Ross sued the rapper Rick Ross because he stole his whole thing and he got off. Like, there was no settlement, no nothing, which is nuts to me.
Well, it's because Rick Ross, the rapper, has more bangers than Biggie.
Right. And so, now he does currently, but not back in the day.
I'll die on that hill.
Not back in the day, but I mean, you know, you go through all this shit. God damn. I mean, how many hits are on there? The 10 crack. I mean, all of it. He's on all of these.
Yeah, okay.
He's on every single one of these goddamn songs here. So where's the line, I guess, between Biggie and Diddy?
And do you mean on it like did he produce these?
Was he behind
the board?
So
was he like
type in Juicy, Bob? Let's go to Juicy. Because that one, so this one is what the one they used for the movie. That was kind of what they built the movie around. Yeah. And then I'll explain it here when you play it.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Feed my daughter.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. Check. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine.
Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday.
Right. And I'm sorry, we're giving Diddy credit for this?
Well, and I'll tell you why here. So you hear him in the background, and he's throughout the entire track in the background. They do these things, they're just inserts, essentially. We're like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hype man. That.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So in the movie itself, this was the biggest scene in the movie that changed Biggie's life. So Diddy comes in, he's producing it, and he goes, look, we need a fucking hit off of this that'll go around the world. Mm-hmm. Puts on the original version of this, because again, it's another fucking sample, and he says, I want you to rap over this. And Biggie's like, this is fucking corny. I don't understand what this is. I don't like it. And he goes, you don't have to. Just fucking rap over it. I'm telling you, this is a massive song. This sample was big back in the day. People will get it, and it'll help you explode. So begrudgingly, he does it. It fucking explodes. And then they allude to that after that, Diddy produced every single thing he did. And then, boom, he would come in and record over this, and that Biggie was essentially just kind of lazy. And if it wasn't pre-made for him, this track, he would come in and rap over these pre-recorded tracks, and that was it. So where is the line with Biggie and him?
No, he's a rapper, and he's not a producer. That's not, like, lazy. It's just, like, this is what I do. I don't also, like, produce.
Make beats.
Whatever. Yeah. I literally can do what I can do.
Sure. So I don't know about you guys, but for me, when I hear all of these Biggie albums, which I love Biggie.
At
least these two albums. But when I hear these, I think of Diddy. I think of them equally on the same because he's on every single fucking song.
Okay.
Some of it's bullshit, hype man shit. A couple times he's got verses. And then when there was that rift at the Source Awards. When Suge Knight got up on stage, and they used this in the movie as well, and they were like, man, if you don't want your producer getting on every song, dancing in the videos, smiling, laughing, come on down to death row.
Right.
That was about Diddy. But that's all I think of when I hear Biggie as well, as I think of the two of them together for all of those years.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sad for you, because I was trying to, like, separate it for you, but
I know
you can't.
I can't. And
I don't. I think you can listen. You can listen to Biggie without thinking of Puff Daddy.
I'm glad we drew the line though today, because I'm with you. If it's not rape or kids, the rest of it is just rap shit, and I don't really fucking care. Flying prostitutes around does classify as sex trafficking, but if somebody's getting paid to do it and it's not against their will, should it be?
Yeah. I mean, sex trafficking has really, really bad connotations, and then just logistical you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Logistical facts about it. So there are both, right? But when you just say sex trafficking, what does everybody think? Like, you know, kidnapping kids from another country, having them be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, which is also true, right? That's why I can't go, you know.
Right. Because a lot of people
to
were
any
asking,
other country, young features, you know this.
Yeah, you're going to get trafficked.
You're going to get trafficked. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
And then there's just paying people to have to fly somewhere
Instagram
and have
models. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a buzzword that has all of these things in it.
Yeah.
That if you don't know the difference, there's one thing that you think.
Sure. Bob, type in the song Notorious as well there with Puffy and let's go over the names too. Puffy, Diddy. Remember Diddy Dirty Money when he changed his name to that?
Yeah, why do you have to change his name so
much? Sean Combs.
Delco and I ask Joel that all the time.
Yeah.
What are you
really hiding here? Anybody that changes their name that many fucking times.
Maybe he's just been on the lam the entire time.
But like just variations of Diddy and Puff and his
like
real
Snoop
name.
Dogg too, right? He's changing his name all the time. I have
Snoop
questions.
Dogg?
Yeah.
To Snoop what? Lion.
Snoop Lion for a while.
Dog.
Oh, he went to Burning Man Snoop. Or something. He's fine.
Yeah. It was Notorious. We are. And it's the Conor McGregor walkout song.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
I've got Notorious Thugs.
No, that's Bone and Biggie.
Yeah.
God damn, I really know my fucking rap, dude. It's Bone and Biggie, Biggie. It's Bone and Biggie, Biggie.
Bone Thugs?
Yeah.
That's
one of my favorite Biggie songs, though. Diddy's not on that one, so I can still enjoy that. but yeah, it's kind of McGregor's walkout song. He walks out to it for every single fight. Like, it's Notorious, We are. Type in We Are Notorious, maybe. I feel like we're on Name That Tune right now for Bob.
Yeah, I mean, that's not... The name of the song is absolutely not Notorious. Hypnotize?
No. Hypnotize is a great song. That's just Biggie, though. James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air today. What a day. What a day for Ghostbed to be on the show. Oh, boy.
They're going to love it.
Oh, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Everything's 50% off. You know where I'm going with this. You already know where I'm going with this.
What do you? I don't know.
If you have an island with 12 to 18 rooms on it and you've got to have sex parties like Diddy, is there a better place to go than ghostbed.com/drinking bros? But you get every mattress for 50% off with the promo code drinking bros. 18 mattresses at 50% off? Yes, dude, if you're out there and you're running a sex island, allegedly. This is the best place you can go. You can load up the cart as high as it'll go. You can get 18 mattresses, 18 sets of pillows.
And then
18 sets of sheets. Probably more sheets because things are going to get wet.
Just get the bunch of mattress toppers,
protectors,
right?
Yes. Protectors. You gotta get the mattress protectors. If you are running a sex ring, you want to do that.
Or here's a direction. What do you think about this? Spring is coming up.
Sure is.
You're going to do some spring cleaning.
Yeah.
You're going to get rid of that old mattress.
Yeah.
Like you're going to get a new one.
Sure are.
Do you like that one or do you like the Diddy sex ring one better?
I think the
we'll
sex ring.
Ghostbed.
Well, and here's the and Rich, if you're listening to this out there, Rich Bernstein, I want to say this: you're selling more mattresses if you are running an operation like that, and it's like, you know,
no, that's true, huh?
you're asking people to buy 18 mattresses at once and getting all of it for 50% off. And then if you're traveling, you know, hitchhiking style across the nation, you still want to have crazy sex. Well, they make mattresses for RVs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big boy savings over there. Load up the cart as high as it'll go. Ghostbed can't stop you. Now, the government can stop Diddy, but Ghostbed can't stop you from a crazy savings right now. Type in that promo code Drinking Bros. Get everything 50% off, and then you stretch it out over 3 years. So let's say you are going to prison, right?
Sure.
And you're like, all right, well, shit. Walls are closing in here. I need to get 18 mattresses and pillows and sheets and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if the government's going to bankrupt me or not. Well, pass that debt on to the government or to your family or whoever's got to deal with that after that. Stretch it out over 3 years and get 50% off at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Just don't forget to pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout for 50% off. That's all I'm saying, okay? Sure, I'll get a call after this one, but whatever.
No.
But, Jesse, if you are throwing these parties and you're looking to get loose, and let's say you don't want to go Cosby style in this, and you want to get drunk pretty quickly, what do you think the best way to do that is?
You're probably going to need like a higher percentage
of
alcohol, seltzer.
Which brand?
I mean, Hard AF.
Yes.
Obviously.
Hard AF Seltzer.com, 8%.
I was just thinking, like, if you need to, like, last, you know what I mean? Like, sure. Party all night.
Yeah.
Still look good.
Yep. No carbs, no sugars in it.
Yeah.
No gluten.
You're not going to feel bloated. You're not going to be like, oh, I can't, you know?
Yeah.
I can't. What?
I can't
what
would do you? Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
I'm gonna feel too weighty up there, you know?
Rolly aroundy.
Yeah. Can't do it. You can here at hardafseltzer.com. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. That's what I like about Texas. Here's what I like about Texas in particular. We're in 50 HEBs. We're in the Kroger down there in Houston. Buy out that Kroger. We've taken meetings all week to get in a Kroger nationally here, and it'd be a big boy deal for us, okay? So if you're in Houston right now, buy them out. Tell Kroger you want more in there, all right? It'll help the show. We're also in every single Total Wine in the state of Texas and Florida and, Georgia. Wilmington, North Carolina, we're in that Total Wine. We're in all the brunches over there. Whiskey Creek, Ohio, we're in all the bars and restaurants. Everybody's watching the games tonight. Same here, dude. These are bangers. I want to give a shout out to you, by the way. All your teams are still there, and so are mine, which is weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. No, I've got Creighton. I think I'm the only one that has Creighton in the Final Four. We'll see.
Can't be the only one. It's a big, wide world out there.
I don't know. I think everybody took your Duke, I believe, in your side.
I don't
side.
Have Duke
or
in
Gonzaga.
My final.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Gonzaga. Yeah, yeah. So I think Gonzaga would have to play Creighton or something like that, and they'll be knocked out.
Mm.
So
okay.
One of us will be a winner or a loser this weekend. We'll know Sunday night, which is fun. Who's in and who's out? We'll be down to the Final Four.
Who
after
has
this.
Risen?
Yeah, yeah, Christ will be rising on Sunday. For Easter, have some Hard AF seltzer right after you get out of mass, all right? Especially if you, let's say you feel bad about something, like, I don't know, having sex with minors. You know, drink it off. Drink it off, you know? Have the Lord forgive you and then drink it off after that. And if you're looking for a great place to find a 12-pack, well, you can go to hardafseltzer.com, click on that store locator, enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you, bars, restaurants included, all that fun stuff. We also ship right to your house over there if you don't live in one of those states or one of those surrounding states at hardafseltzer.com. But grab a 12-pack, support us, and support the show. Yeah. But yeah, you hear
okay,
Diddy
turn
in the
this
background.
Up, turn this up.
You hear Diddy in the background of this, too. That's why I say, how do you separate it? That's right. Take that. Yeah.
I just, not that I cringe, but like, when I think of like me and my friends driving around in our car in Ojai listening to this.
But listen
it
how much
it makes me like
turn this up, by the way. Listen to how many inserts he does in the background of this. Delco, turn this up. Listen to how many inserts he says. Just did it.
And he's probably putting that in after
correct.
The fact. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's a little weird. Like, he, did he put all of this together? Is he behind there being like, put
yes.
this like...
Yeah.
It's impressive.
It is.
I put O's and NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
So if you listen to all those Biggie songs, by the way, that's what it is. And he almost invented that. Not that I like it, by the way. I don't like so many fucking inserts in a song where you're just like, all right, bro. I don't need a hype
notice,
man.
But yeah.
But he put all that together. Mm-hmm. Now let's go over everything else that he's done. Okay. So not only did he do Bad Boy Records, Sean John, which was a sponsor on Drinking Bros for years.
They're just
Sean
like
John
really
clothing.
Good
they're great
really good panties or
great boxers yeah
really good boxers
well they have a whole line of clothing
oh
like,
okay
the
okay.
whole line of clothing was actually fucking dope
okay
like Sean John is a massive brand. I don't know if he sold that or not, but that's what it stands for. It's that's his name,
right?
He invented that as well. Like, he's Sean, for Christ's sakes.
He sold a majority stake in it in 2016 but ridiculous. Bought it back.
He bought it back? Yeah. So how much did he sell it for? Let me ask you this.
Let's see. I have to look at the People magazine article here. I didn't. So, says he won the bid to regain complete ownership of Sean John for a price of $7 million. So.
$7
million? Yeah.
Hmm. Well, back then.
Back then.
Yeah.
In 2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Now, those big deals weren't popping off till now. Let's face it. All these fucking celebrities doing, you know, brand deals and all that other shit. It's big now because you can promote it. But starting a clothing line is really fucking difficult. I know that much. And once he bought it back, because we started doing those guys, and I think 17 or 18 on Drinking Bros. So they had money for podcasts, for Christ's sakes. Like, So they had some cash to spend. Ciroc Vodka.
Yeah, that's huge.
Huge. Now, another conspiracy theory that's being floated out there, which is what I wanted to ask you guys about, is everybody's asking why this is happening right now. Why this is always, why this is going on right now.
Yes.
One guy did an interview yesterday on a podcast and he said, here's my guess. Mm-hmm. You start suing people that are richer than you and trying to fuck them over, they're going to fuck you over. Now, in this situation, he's suing a brand called Diageo, which is a massive, massive liquor company, and it's for part of Ciroc and I believe something else. And they've got, so Diddy's got $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
They have billions of dollars, these guys. And his belief is once you start suing the upper echelon.
Why is he suing them?
Great question. I think it was over something in a... over how much percentage of Ciroc he owned versus they owned, and they weren't getting the proper profit share. Diddy wasn't getting the proper profit share of it. And essentially what Diageo was trying to do was say, hey, we paid you as like a brand ambassador, and you have like 5%, and we're giving you money. But what he wanted was the access to open up the books in an audit. And that's where shit got wild.
Diddy did?
He did. And that's what happens in movies all the time.
With a 5%, what does he have? Like a
No. It's higher than 5%. Okay. I'm just saying, on movies and things like that, these lawsuits come in. You know, usually if people have 5 points or whatever it is. So I'm assuming he's got a pretty big stake in Ciroc. Bob, you could look that up, though. I wonder what the ownership is in that. That could be a potential. Other people have speculated that, you know, the government is involved and maybe. Look, maybe there was something in the Epstein shit that led to this.
It's like they had an agreement for a 50-50 split, but he doesn't have any of it.
Gotcha. Oh.
Okay. Do we also start to give credibility to Cat Williams now?
So that Cat Williams shit has been clipped a million times and is attached to every single one of these goddamn things right now. Yeah. And just the way he described it too, about the demons and the fucking, what do you call them? The demonic dicks or something?
And he said he's got to protect his beehole.
Yeah.
His virgin beehole.
Sure does.
Who does? Cat does?
Cat Williams does. Said he's that like, on Club Shay Shay.
He's like, I'm not going to collect $50 million. Oh, this?
That sounds fine. This guy's butthole sounds fine.
Guys!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just let that
play that Cat Williams clip real quick on Twitter, Bob. Yeah, play it for Jesse. I don't think she's seen it.
Yeah, we watched the interview at the beach house.
But I don't think you remember this clip specifically. Just type in Cat Williams Diddy and it'll come up.
And does he say Diddy?
Oh, yeah. He names him.
Oh.
He fucking names him.
But this is sort of like an Alex Jones sitch where like he's but this also was crazy.
3 months ago.
I know, but he's also crazy. Yeah. So it's like.
Sort of. He would have access, though, to all these people.
Cal Williams I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right, because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. I've had
yeah.
to
I thought we were just having a fucking music party.
Well, we've got to go into what this is, because you seem shocked by all of it.
Like what?
That there's a huge conspiracy. Like, there's
no, I mean, I'm not.
Delco and I. Have,
I'm not
there's
shocked.
So much smoke
I'm not
here.
Shocked. I'm not shocked, but I know where it goes. Do you know any? What happened with Epstein? Did you find anything out? Did it uncover anyone? Did it change anybody's life? Did anything
no.
stop?
Ghislaine's still alive too.
She's still alive.
Just she's where alive. Does it dead. Lead? Where does this lead? Like even going down this road and speculating, whatever. If you think that anyone is going to actually go down. Where have you been?
Who's the only real person that's
we're not going to get any
repercussions
names
from the Epstein stuff? Maybe King, what's his name?
Yeah, the brother.
Is yeah, but even then, he's still fucking fine. He paid some money.
Yeah, but he's out of the castle and all that shit. He's not a what is he? A
kind of a working royal? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
he's getting paid still.
Yeah,
but look, like, was that satisfactory to you? What happened to him?
No,
out of that
no.
huge fucking
absolutely
ring
not.
Of the planes and the island and the kids and the celebrities and politicians, did you get any answers?
Okay, and great question. So with the Diddy thing right now that's going on then, what's the purpose of it? Because I think about that then too.
What was the purpose of the Epstein?
Was it money in the end?
Who no, got money?
Jesse's asking, what are they actually distracting us from?
No, fuck you, dude.
That's been going
fuck
around
you,
today,
dude.
Everybody.
No.
That's been going around, too.
Jesse's asking questions herself.
Yeah.
Because they want you to think,
right,
dude.
But you're right. Like, with the Epstein thing, nobody's really gone down. Like, we got pictures of Bill Gates and all these other people. Nothing has ever happened. You're right. Homegirl's still alive. She's reportedly writing a memoir right now. But what are we going to get? So what would be the point of Diddy then right now?
What is the point?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. What is the point? They're going to throw some names around just like they did. It's going to be this running joke of, oh, Meek Mill or, oh, Clinton's, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. and nothing is ever going to happen.
So why do it then if it's not
exactly
what
right.
Delco said,
that's true,
a distraction?
Though. Is there a threshold where you hit a certain amount of income that you can never go to prison?
Like, what do you mean never go to prison?
Like,
kill yourself before?
Well, no. Will there ever be a billionaire in prison?
Well, Epstein was a billionaire, and yeah, he went to prison.
Kind of.
He went to the beginning part. He wasn't really...
He didn't make it out of that
he
part.
He wasn't really booked, you know what I mean?
He didn't make it out of that part.
He wasn't really booked and in Gen Pop, right? He made it to the first tier.
He didn't make it out of that part.
You
man.
Know?
So here are some billionaires that have been to jail.
Okay.
And stayed in jail.
Yeah, Alan Stanford. His jail time dropped him off the billionaire list, but he was a billionaire when he went to jail. He got a 110-year sentence for selling $7 billion in fraudulent certificates of deposit.
Shit.
110 years?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Goddamn. Bernie Madoff?
Bernie Madoff, yes. Let's
look,
see.
Look, it sounds a little bit like the government cares more about you not paying them their money than fucking kids, right?
That, yeah. By the way, that has also been floated.
It's not floated. It's just fact, right? But I don't know.
If you need to find $1 billion really quickly, do you think there is that thing of like, all right, with Epstein or Diddy or whatever, where it's just like, shit, who's got a billion that we could take down immediately? Well, those two are pretty fucking easy.
There's also obviously Elizabeth Holmes.
Ah,
was she a billionaire?
She was.
She got all that funding, even though she didn't really have a product.
So no, this is what I want to know. Not billionaires that. Like committed some kind of fraud and went to walk around
like
and
legitimate
play tennis jail. I mean, like legitimate billionaires that got taken down. Like, was Weinstein a billionaire at the time?
No,
right,
but close, right?
It's pretty powerful, right? That was like one of the first where you go, like, oh damn.
Well,
you can really go to jail.
Well, when Joaquin Laura went to jail, he was a billionaire.
What did he go to jail for?
Being El Chapo.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. It's a pretty big one.
Right.
Yeah, but he's still kind of running stuff. And he still runs the cartel. Like,
I don't know.
He was still kind of like more fucking the government than he was fucking just committing like crimes, right?
Yeah.
Like everything he was doing was directly involved with like ins and outs, flows.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I'm with you. Like even with El Chapo, though.
Yeah,
that's a drug dealer that is globally known, and that's not a real surprise or like an Al Capone sitch where you're like, all right, everybody knows who the fuck that is. With Diddy and this, it's not like he's selling, you know, he's not a drug lord or something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I have one.
Well, that's,
what do you got?
That's what they are. One of the things that they're really putting in the list is like IRS, like.
But even the kid they popped, so that kid from Syracuse yesterday, that was his drug mule, the 25-year-old kid. They found him at the airport yesterday, and he had a tiny bag of coke on him, mm-hmm. and some gummies, like some edibles, and you were like, all right, this is the fucking illegal shit we're gonna bust this huge drug mule for.
Well, Jay's they're gonna try mule. And get
there. He is right there.
They're
Jesse.
Gonna try and get. Info from him, right?
That's him, by the way.
No, I know. I saw the picture. I was like, what a genius drug mule, honestly.
I do have a billionaire who went to jail for actual criminal situations.
Okay.
S. Curtis Johnson, the great-great-grandson of Samuel Curtis Johnson of S.C. Johnson.
Oh, shit.
The All company.
Right. Yeah.
Charged in 2011 with sexually assaulting his teenage stepdaughter.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
He pled guilty to fourth degree sexual assault and disorderly conduct and spent 4 months in jail and paid a $6,000 fine.
Mm. That's not going to do it. That's not going to do it, Bob.
How long in jail?
Serious
sorry.
Time, yeah.
4 months. Well, no, sorry. He served 3 months. He was on good behavior.
Okay.
Because he didn't have any stepdaughters to sexually assault while in prison.
Sure. So he was doing really well in there.
Yeah.
Model.
Flourishing.
Model prisoner.
Yeah, sure was.
Sure
was. But the why of it is what gets me. Why now? Why him? If this has been going on for 30 fucking years now at this point, that's the one that's kind of baffling to me at this point.
Right. So, like, you know, we can speculate.
Yeah. That's what this is all about, dude. That's what
but I think it's just going to be for a really long time. And then if they found anything, they're not going to release it until there's some kind of...
Well,
trial or
according to the LA Times last night, they're expecting an arrest for him in days, maybe 2 weeks tops is what they're saying. So I don't know. I mean, TMZ posted the inside of that house of what it looked like. I mean, they were ripping open everything. They were able to get some laptops and some other shit from the LA house. I don't know what they got from Miami and New York.
Yeah. So they're going to have to build a case. They're gonna have to have evidence from whatever they got. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But
you can't just arrest somebody because someone else said
if you have the
something.
If you have the feds working on it and they pull one of these tapes, and this is what a lot of people were saying online last night, boom, that's it. So who fucking knows? But right. We will end today's show, Bob, with another famous prisoner that he partied with, okay?
Okay.
Type in Diddy and R. Kelly.
Yeah. These ones really...
These two guys...
Yeah.
These two guys have been a meme now on the internet for the last day.
Bosom buddies.
Yeah. Is it Satisfy You? Is that...
Satisfy You is good, yeah.
Yeah, play that one. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but they just ripped I Got Five on it.
It sure did.
Yes.
Sure, again, there's a and common theme with Diddy.
And maybe that's why I like
Diddy.
It so much, yeah.
I'd rather just listen to I Got Five on it.
I agree. But then R. Kelly comes in and you're like, shit.
Live it up, bro.
I know.
Live it up. It's your last day, buddy.
My last day. It's all my last day.
Laptops get downloaded.
It's over.
You're not going to be able to do this anymore.
There was so many. God damn it, dude.
There was another R. Kelly one that bopped.
That's the one that I remember. That was the biggest one for me. It was Satisfy You. And Delco's right. I mean, it's like I have five on it, dude.
Yeah.
Common theme for Diddy.
Yeah, it's a, you know, rip off great songs.
It is. And then get everybody in. Shit, that Future song with Kendrick Lamar, that's number one. It's a sample from a fucking massive rap song back in the day.
I hate that beat.
I love it.
That's why I don't like that song.
Love that fucking song, dude. I love the original, though. That's the...
It's kind of annoying.
That's why you love it.
The way
that's
it starts...
But that's why everybody loves
incredibly
it.
Incredibly annoying, the beat.
That's why everybody loves... But it was a massive song back in the day. And that's why everybody loves it.
Not a fan of the 80s.
I know you're not, Delco. I don't even know what fan of an era you
90s,
are
90s, because I grew up in the 90s.
Okay.
But kind of not really.
Kind of not really, you know?
91.
How old were you in 91?
Wait, yeah, hold on.
I was zero.
Oh.
So you don't
Oh, no, you didn't grow up in the 90s.
You were alive.
Dude.
Yeah.
I love the 90s.
No, the when
just because you love them.
When you say
I love the 60s, but I wasn't alive.
You're an aughts. When you say the 90s, it means like that's when I was like, you know.
I was nine.
Listening to music, like stuff was imprinting. Huh?
I was eight in the 90s. You know?
99.
I was eight.
You were fucking still pissing the bed every once in a while. Shut the fuck up. You were an aughts. I'm an aughts baby. You can say that. Doesn't it sound good?
Aughts? Is that what they're calling it?
The aughts.
The aughts.
2000 aught two.
Oh, yeah. God. That's awful. I've never heard that phrase. Is that what they're saying?
You never heard it for the 19s, like 1905, 1906?
Nope.
It's a great time to be alive.
No.
Look, I agree.
I agree.
But you just need to start being honest with yourself.
One would say... That was the end of all. Like that was the end of all the fun. Once the 90s ended, that was the end of all the fun.
Yeah, that's what everybody says about.
No, I mean with social media and all this other shit, like you're just like, yeah.
I think 2015 was like the end.
I think so. I think that's a. I yes, I agree. I think that's good because at least in Hollywood too, that's when it all started to end. I would say, yes, in the future, when we look back at it, 2015 was when it all ended. It's probably when we got like the end of the last great albums from a bunch of different people.
It all
comedy
started,
movies, TV shows.
It all started at the University of Missouri with the poop swastika.
It sure did. And then it all went downhill after that. You know, we can all tie it back to University of Missouri.
That's like the one moment. That's the catalyst. I'm telling you.
I'll stand by that. I think 2015 was the end for sure, because like Instagram, all that shit started getting really fucking big, where people were monetizing it, and then they weren't doing shit for real anymore.
Remember when people were just throwing photos up that they took with their fucking digital cameras?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and that was fun. But now
just for their fucking friends and family.
That's it. Even this, like,
yeah. So were you saying when
it was a better time?
Evidence. Wasn't as easily obtained.
Yes.
Life was better.
It was. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. On the crime show, we always say the 70s were the fucking heyday.
Oh, I agree.
Taking kids off the street.
Well,
no problemo.
Not that part.
Killing somebody. No trail.
Yeah.
No CCTV. no fucking tracking the phone, pinging from towers.
Yep.
Ugh.
I agree.
What
a lot
dream.
Of hitchhiking.
A lot of hitchhiking still,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just that free was, and easy, yeah, being a hippie.
You say 2015, I say it all ended in the fucking 70s.
I like the 70s too. 70s, 90s, 2000s. I just don't, for some reason, I hate the 80s. Like, I don't like any movies from the 80s. I don't like any music from the 80s.
Yeah, we covered that.
We get it.
Comedies. Yeah, no. The 80s were fun, but I think the 80s is where shit started getting fake. Fake tits started becoming a thing. And all that, steroids were massive at that point. Like, everything was fake, big fake. Yeah, fuck you. But 70s, yeah, I'll stand by that for sure.
Yep.
As far as today's current society goes, yeah, 2015 was when it all kind of ended. And now streaming's ruined everything.
When did they find out smoking was bad for you? That's when it fucking ended.
Well, they found out. But when did they actually enforce it?
Yeah.
That's like
2012, 2013.
I mean, I remember when I was in college, a law passed where you could no longer smoke inside in the county where my university
was. Yeah, no cigs inside. What year was that?
For me, it was like 06 or 05.
Smoking's making a comeback, though.
No, because in L.A., we were in L.A. You could smoke inside forever. What they would do, Bob, is just have a sliding glass door at the bars or restaurants and open that up and be like, well, we're outside, you can smoke. Or they would have a fucking skylight that they would be like, well, it's open, we can smoke.
I've told you guys, too, like, the loophole in California up until very recently, there was a bar, I think called The Hut or The Hub, where I grew up. And if it's one person working that's smoking and, like, is cool with you smoking, you could smoke inside. Up until very recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
But very rare to just have... I know. One person, not a busser, not like nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, if I go into a bowling alley and there's no smoke, it just doesn't feel right.
It feels doesn't. Weird.
It's actually, a ghost. It's the ghost of smoke, though. It's shit. You can fucking smell it everywhere still.
Oh, just decades.
I'll say.
You just can't do it.
No, Jesse, thinking back on this, because you and I were looking at places, and I think it was 2014, 2015, Nashville. Remember we went to that bar in Nashville? And we could smoke inside, and we were like, holy shit, this still exists. Which? It had pool tables. There was a Dale Earnhardt thing on the wall. I ended up doing karaoke there.
Oh.
Yeah. I think your friend might have worked there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she, I think either her, she was the only one working there, or it was after hours, or.
Yeah.
Both of the people were smoking, and they were cool with it. The law was put into place because of like waitresses, cocktail waitresses that were like, we're fucking dying and this isn't fair.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
So that's kind of where I don't even think it's that way anymore as far as the loophole, but.
Who knows? Who knows? Now Diddy's going down and then who else? Who else is left? Everybody's speculating Jay-Z on this. What's the Jay-Z connection there? Just that they're both rich rappers. I don't think they ever did anything together.
Yeah, they work together.
Did they?
Yeah, they have a song.
There's a lot of stuff. They hang out a bunch.
Yeah, and they have...
A lot of photos and videos of them together.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Even if I get not money. Is that the only one, Bob?
Young G's with Diddy, Notorious B.I.G. and Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Do You Like It? Do You Want It? Diddy and Jay-Z.
Play one of them. Play Do You Like It? Do You Want It? Just yeah. So I can hear
just
it.
Just play this in court.
Like... Yeah.
Play this in court.
Man, I know almost every Jay-Z song, and I don't know this one.
Not a Jay-Z song.
You only make this if you guys are having sex parties and drugs together. Like, there's no reason to make this song. Now there could be some fire with his smoke over here.
I don't know if Jay-Z's involved in any way. I just think it's the same way that like you would be involved.
Oh,
because you went to one white.
Well, I didn't record a song with him.
No,
play
like,
I Get Money. I Get Money
know?
Was a fucking.
It's not like
banger,
they go,
dude.
Hey, do you want to do
right
a song
there.
With me?
It.
I like fucking kids. They just go,
you had it.
You know?
Just back up. I Get Money, back up the. Damn it, you had it, Bob. No, go back. Just press the back.
I know you don't want to accept it, Jesse, but I think Jay-Z is... We're going to incriminate Jay-Z.
I Get Money remix.
There's no way.
I think so.
I think so. I think so, too.
I think he's going down.
And even the internet is turning now. Like, do you know how many fucking comments today were just like,
I'm going to fucking move to a farm and make bread. I fucking get it now. Fuck all this shit.
Yeah.
What's Jake doing? I'll do clams? Some fucking clams. Oyster. Or
damn
breed
it,
clams in Maine.
The $1 billion remix, dude.
There's just such a clear difference between like Jay-Z and like anyone good and P. Diddy. Like it's just so, it's literally like a child just trying
to
fucking.
And then Diddy comes on and just dribbles.
My guess.
And they're just like, all right, dude. Like I think he, same with Epstein. Like he was just this like, no one really liked him, but you're just like, eh, he's having this fucking, I don't know.
And I know that was like the rap on fucking Kanye for a while, but at least he eventually figured it out.
By the way, this is my favorite Diddy situation.
Oh, they're at Magic City. Shit, that's another strip club.
Well, this
in
is
Atlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah,
remix.
It's in Atlanta. All right.
I like how you're calling it a Diddy situation.
He's right there.
I know. He said this is my favorite Diddy situation. Take that. Welcome
to New York, motherfuckers, where we don't play, and out of towners get got like every day. Again, awful. Uses somebody else's song.
Awful.
Because Jermaine Dupri's song is already a massive hit around
like
the world at that point.
If anyone else does a verse on here, it just kills.
The best line, rap line ever written. Well, it's not even a rap, but it's my favorite thing.
What is it?
Hold on. You can spot us out of town by the way that we walk, the way that we talk. Cocky to stay in New York. Right. Hot now, top down at the Ruck game. It just made me feel patriotic. Diddy made me feel safe in this country.
Interesting choice of words.
Here we go. You can make it
anywhere. Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, because fucking St. Louis.
Yeah.
No. Diddy saying, we still here, and we building four more new towers. This was right after 9/11.
Oh, shit.
He.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Wait, Bob, are you from St. Louis?
Yeah.
But
are you?
He's
oh my God!
Talking about,
no,
he's talking about the Twin Towers. Show some respect, Jesse.
No, I know.
I love this song for the St. Louis part, but the sure. Four more new towers, fucking, is
that
my
is
favorite
a great
part of the
fucking
whole thing.
Line.
Bob, you know why you love the St. Louis part?
I forgive him.
The best right out to this is because it's an actual rapper,
Murphy Lee, baby.
Play it. Play it right there. Let's just hear the difference between Diddy rapping and whoever's next. Nelly, I would imagine.
It's Murphy Lee. It's Nelly's boy.
Okay. Yeah, let's just play that. Pop to his hip. I'm a lunatic with too much grip to let her slip. I'm so St. Louis. Ask my tattooist. I was like the water boy. Now they saying, you can do it. I'm Baby Huey. One of the best in the Louis. Sip Louis. Smoke Louis. Dressed in Louis. Home of back porches. Chucks and Air Force. Even this is better than Diddy's verse. I don't even know who this is. The girls are the
best like Travis Murphy's with the asses.
Is it? Gimme girls. They always tell me I can have. All got habits, marijuana the static. 5'2" cats and coats with automatics. St. Louis is the truth like Sojourner.
Don't need a burner, we learn from Ike Turner. Don't need a burner, we learn from Ike Turner. Look.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know anything anymore.
I don't like it. I mean, I don't like any of it. It doesn't look good.
The comments too on Jay-Z are like, I can't wait till they get that camel face motherfucker. The way people turn now is just,
I think most of the Bayhive is furious that she married someone who looks like Jay-Z.
I agree 100%. Same with the Ariana Grande people hating SpongeBob. It's the same thing where they're like, dude, why couldn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. At this point, that's just her type.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah. Bob has moved through that. Do you know what I mean? In therapy, right? You've talked through it, and now he realizes that
she's
just her type.
Looking rough.
Yeah, she's too thin, man.
Perfect.
No,
she's roughly Bob's exact type.
She's 80 pounds and looks like she's 14 years old still.
The problem is,
yeah, she's legal, Bob. So you're good on that one.
Very. I want to say she's like 30 something.
She's 30. 30 then,
yeah, she's pushing 30 for sure. She's blowing up marriages left and right. Same way her concert got blown up over in France. Nailed it. Last but not least here, since we're keeping this in a music theme here, you're going to like this one. So as we brought up our friend Nick, let's bring up our other friend Lauren. They're diehard Springsteen fans.
Oh my gosh, I sent this
one
to her.
You will like. Jeremy Allen White, who is everybody's faves, including mine, is just been tapped to play a young Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, God.
So, what do you mean, oh, God?
Come on,
fuck.
It's perfect.
What
it's
are you talking casting. About?
It's just, I grew up listening to Springsteen, and it just reminds me, it triggers something in me because my parents would put it on while I did chores.
So you don't like Springsteen?
I don't like Springsteen because it reminds me of hard labor.
It just
reminds me of hard labor. I have an excuse.
I don't know how you live labor. In this world.
Wait, were your parents
It reminds
trolling
everyone
you?
Of like the working man.
Yeah.
Were your parents trolling you?
They might have been.
Like, oh, let's put on the working man's music.
Yeah.
Lila, Gloria.
Yeah, but I wonder what's, because there had to be a song that imprinted when you were doing chores.
I mean, if you start playing Springsteen, I'll probably.
Like Born in the, you know.
Glory Days?
Raking Leaves or.
Does Glory Days get you? Raking
cutting
Leaves?
Grass.
Yeah. Cutting grass, too.
Glory Days.
Lila, Gloria.
I think this is great. I think this is great. This is,
so do I. It's a great casting.
This is a waste of time.
Why?
What is?
Just another biopic. There's no difference to me, and at this point, there is no difference between a Marvel movie and a biopic.
Guys,
it is IP.
Guys, this is where we're at, though. You have to get used to it. This is where we're at, and either you have to find a little bit of enjoyment
but
in it,
you
or you're
know,
not.
You know, I have never really loved a biopic, right?
You haven't? I have.
Only because, like, the documentaries that they're doing on shit is so fucking good.
Sometimes.
And the music of it and what they're doing with that. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I don't understand why I need to see someone else kind of play and lip sync and whatever. You know what I mean?
So here's my issue with the documentaries now that I say this every single time we sit down and watch one, including Quiet on Set the other night. There's 19 parts to it because it's very cheap and then they need the ads and all that shit. So, like, I said the exact same thing to you when I was watching. I was like, this should have been a 90-minute doc, and that's it. We're done with it.
And with biopics, there's too many people involved with monetary and you know, things invested that, like, there's no way you're going to actually get the real, unless everybody in the estate or whatever dies.
Sometimes
they're always going to have a say. It's a commercial.
I like
them.
The actor better than the real person.
Like, yeah,
I like Jimmy Fox as Ray Charles better than Ray Charles.
Same. And I will say this, with Ray Charles, I mean, they showed everything. I mean, cheating on everybody, having
How
kids.
How were they able to do
shooting
that?
Shooting up over and over and over again. The estate was in control.
And the estate, I mean, being like what? The wife,
family? Oh, actually,
family,
no, I'm sorry.
Or?
Ray Charles. So Ray Charles signed off on all of that right before he died.
Makes him look cool.
And the only thing that the only demand that he had when they went to him that he shot down was Jamie Foxx did the voice to Ray, and he goes, "Cool, man, I'm still Ray Charles, so you're going to use my vocals." Mm-hmm. So unless it's a scene where you're kind of warming up in the kitchen or things like that, he goes, "The real tracks, any song that was mine, you got to lip sync it." And he was like, "All right, cool." And that's how they got away with it. But he did sign off personally and all that shit. And then he ended up dying, I think, a couple months right before the premiere. Mm-hmm. So, it's a bold choice. I mean, he did it. Queen did not sign off on that Sacha Baron Cohen movie.
I think I like Joaquin over Johnny Cash.
So true. Well,
I think Joaquin's a better Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny Cash is a little harder to look at than a fucking done up Joaquin. That's for sure.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
June Carter, too. She did not look like that.
Yeah, she was not Reese Witherspoon, for sure.
No.
For sure.
They really sang in that one, though, too, didn't they? Which made it pretty awesome as well.
You think Joaquin's not going to sing?
He's what?
Joaquin's going to go all the way.
He is, but you wonder what
they
the
have
estate
to let
is
you.
Gonna, yeah, they got to let you do it is the question. So,
no, I'm into this.
Apparently, the Joker 2 is supposed to be like a just all music.
It is. So the entire movie, by the way, is a full wall-to-wall musical.
I believe a jukebox musical.
Correct. So there is 19 cover songs already in it, and they're potentially adding more right now. So they're trying to figure that out. But everybody's really goddamn amped about it, and behind the scenes it's incredible, and it's supposed to be like a game changer as far as this, but the way it sounds, at least from the articles I've read, it's very similar to what they're doing on Broadway right now, where it's kind of IP. Remember they did that Britney Spears thing
musical?
And it was
yeah
and I think Michael Jackson was another big one too. for Broadway. They made a gajillion dollars off that goddamn thing. Hmm. Where people are just going to see the greatest hits of so-and-so.
Yeah.
Well, with this, you actually have Gaga singing all these songs, so it could be fucking dope, her and Joaquin Phoenix. I'm amped about that one.
Yeah.
But I was not expecting that, Bob. When I read that, I was like, oh, shit, covers? I was like, okay, cool. I don't know what era it's in and what they're going to cover, but it looks cool. Like, I'm into it. I'll give it a shot.
I'll watch them do anything, but I might have to walk out during the music.
You're not a musical guy?
No, you just don't like music or happiness?
For Jeremy Allen White here.
Oh, for the...
Oh, because he'll just like start raking like in the fucking start washing dishes. Yeah.
Just raking. Yeah. Man, I'm out here raking leaves in Asbury Park. This next one goes.
I got you on that.
Next one goes out to a little boy in Delco who's doing chores out there every day like a working man.
Yeah.
And then boom, he fucking launches into it. Gloria. Mm-hmm. Either way, kids, we appreciate you being here with us today. If Diddy goes down, this is our last day. We spent it all together. Save this episode. Bookmark it and know that this was the day the Diddy music died. Yeah. If it's not rape or kids, that's what we've all decided on here. Are we all in on this? Jesse and I are in this. Are you guys in on this?
Well, I don't care about Diddy.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, things that we're taking people down for, right? If it's not rape, if it's not kids.
Let them live then, yeah.
Okay.
Bob,
where are you at on
this? If everyone's consenting, if it's transactional.
Yeah, I can listen to a murderer.
Okay.
Murder, for same, sure. Yeah. No problemo.
Yeah, he's definitely killed already.
Listen, yes. No problemo.
He's probably got, like, a dozen bodies.
I know I'm fine with two. That. I know two.
We've all literally voted for people who have killed people.
Yes.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, at some point, like, who cares?
Sure. So, okay, good. Now that we know our boundaries, you guys decide at home and then in the chat here on Patreon, tell us where you stand on that. That's why I asked the questions earlier. I'm with you. Rape, kids, everything else is just rap shit to me. Like, you're just a fucking rapper.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanna... like, without kids, it's a sex island.
Yeah.
You know, the politicians can go have sex, whatever. When there's kids, now we have a fucking problem, right? Otherwise,
regardless,
have fun.
I think we're all interested in who was involved, though.
We are.
Yeah.
And I just never reached that level of fame, dude. God damn
you're
it.
Never,
I never got to see
you're never going
to
know who
I never
was
got to
there,
see it.
Really.
Yeah.
It'll be like rumor, and then they'll make it so insane that you'll be like, they didn't really say it, so.
Man, if a tape leaked right now in today's society, if a sex tape leaked of like, let's say it was like Jay-Z and Lil Wayne and a crazy fucking orgy, dude. Imagine the fucking viralness of that. I don't even know if that's a word.
We just heard Meek Mill get his fucking.
Well, that's not confirmed. That's just audio.
Clapped.
I think it's seeing the video is what would get all of us. We were like, oh, well, all right. If I saw the video of this, I would vomit, but I would watch it.
Should we go out with it?
Nope.
We should.
No. God damn it, dude.
In a way, this is a nature nook.
Yeah, I know. We had some stories too. Next week, Bob.
Yeah, next week,
we
kids.
Have some good
ones. Oh boy, Diddy! Why Diddy? Why did he do it? Fuck. I don't know.
There was a
go
murder
to iTunes,
in there.
Rate the show. If I had to take off my headset, so I can't.
You
I couldn't listen to
cheeks.
The fucking. Yeah, it's rare that I pull off the headset on this show. God damn, dude. I had to pull off that. I couldn't hear that one more time. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away at that point. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Good night, Diddy.
Buenos tardes, Diddy. I'm not
We'll be right back.